coconut tree. Now deep down in the jungle where the coconuts grow, lives a signifying monkey that the world should know. He told Mr. Lion on a bright and sunny day, there's a big burly elephant coming down your way. Now I know Mr. Lion, he couldn't possibly be your friend, 'cause he talking about the shape that your family's in. Now he talked about your mother, even your sister too. He shook his fist at your daddy, man, that big cat flew. Mr. Lion listened on and he got real slow. Popped that tail like a Colt 44. He went off through the jungle with a terrific breeze, knocking coconuts on them coconut trees. Now on down through the jungle, who did he see but a big burly elephant propped up against a tree. He said, uh-huh, it's plain to see, you the big cat what's been talking about me. Now the elephant, he looked at him out the corner of his eye. He said, you better go on, you woolly rascal, and pick on someone your own side. But Mr. Lion squared his shoulders and he made a pass. The elephant connected, knocked him flat on the grass. Man, he messed up his ears and he messed up his face. And throw that cat's shoulder bone all out of place. Now they fought all night and they fought all day. You know, I don't even know how the cat got away.
Just as far as I could see was a signifying monkey in a coconut tree.
All down through the jungle, who did he see? Nobody but the signifying monkey high up in the tree. The monkey said to Mr. Lion, you know it's a shame. Yesterday you was king of the jungle, today you look so tame. The lion said to the monkey, it's a shame I can't climb, 'cause if I could, your head bone would surely be mine. And the monkey got frantic, jumped up and down, when all 4 feet slipped and his head hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a barrel of white heat, the lion got on that monkey with all 4 feet. But then the monkey, you know, he looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, you know, Mr. Lion, I've been wanting to apologize. But if you let me up like a good man should, you know I'll whoop your ugly head all over these woods. By the time the lion squared off to put up a good fight, the monkey jumped, slipped right out of sight.
Just as far as the eye could see was a signified monkey in a coconut tree.
Turn on the radio or play a record or something.
Thanks.
You like chow mein?
Like it, I invented it.
Thank you. thing. What's the matter, you?
What's the matter, me? What's the matter, you?
Yeah, there you are. It is. That's the one you've been crying for. And the number one ball of wax. That one is dedicated to the gang down at Tootie's Bar. Now, don't go away, folks, because you asked for it and we've got it. Now, go, baby.
About me, don't tell no tale. You know I love.
And if you're gonna talk, tell me. Don't tell them what we planned when I gave you the ring. I wouldn't want them to know it didn't mean a thing. But if you're gonna talk, tell me.
Walking street, 400 horsepower under my feet. It's got a V8 motor and some automatic gears, and only 95 a month for the next 10 years. Additionally, guaranteed to keep me from buying anything I need. I might be broke, but I'm riding in style, getting 14 gallons to every mile. I got the front and the back seat loaded with chicks, and I ride down the boulevard getting my kicks.
It really is a thrill to sit behind the wheel of my
seats, and that motor can perform some remarkable feats. It takes on off like a saber jet, and I ain't found nothing that'll catch it yet. Now I was cruising down the street when the wheels fell off, and that motor went to sputtering and starting to call. I dropped the transmission like I figured I would, and then that carburetor flew clean straight out through that hood. I went to see the man about my guarantee, and he said, look here, boy, don't even bother me. So he turned around and he started heading south with a fistful of my knuckles right smack in his mouth. See, the best way in the world to get back on your feet is to miss a couple of car payments.
Say, man, they tell me you think you're pretty good. Don't you know you're in my neighborhood? They tell me you're pretty fast on your feet. So I want you to meet me at the dance hall on Market Street. You hear?
Shockers. hit town. All hell breaks loose with Hell's Angels on Wheels, plus Hell's Angels 69, plus Angels from Hell and Devil's Angels. How much Hell on Wheels can you take? See me, Boots on Wheels, all action, all night, all the angels, all in one mean program. Hell-raising angels blowing out their pipes in one wild program. If it feels good, they do it bad. Four super cycle shockers hitting town, and they don't give a...
Well, I back where you began and start all over. And next time try being true, 'cause you won't always be the winner. Someday you're gonna lose. You better go the other way and start all over. Wish I had listened then. I wouldn't be here crying and in the shape I'm in. Start all over. You're in for a big surprise. She's got a heart like a river, and it's as cold as ice.
Of the bizarre and the beautiful. Russ Meyer, the man who knows what to do with beautiful women, now takes them all beyond the Valley of the Dolls. This is not a sequel. There has never been anything like it. 20th Century Fox presents Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, in color, rated X, no one under 17 admitted.
Heartbreak. all she had. My baby's money's her bitch. I knew that I was gay. Heartbreak. It's killing me. Taking her bend, I see my body, baby. I'd run to her again. Heartbreak is killing me. Shop boy, what will you do? Shoe by the
He just fools around with bottles and tubes.
He's just a scientist.
He's so square, he's a cube.
He's just a scientist.
They thick glasses.
And he's four.
He's just a scientist.
I bet so. All the games are won by big and brawny and halfbacks. And marshals find the rustlers by their horses' tracks. But who's gonna get us to the moon and back?
He'll be a scientist.
I think it's inhumane.
Setting those poor little monkeys up in that thing.
He's just a scientist.
I think there ought to be a law.
It ought to be a
He's
law.
Just a
that's so. Everybody's tripping over baby, yeah. Oh, Frankie ever long. But nobody ever seems to give a flip over Dr. Bonavon Trump.
Cause he's just a scientist.
He's nobody's fool.
He's just a scientist.
Working on that slide room.
That's all.
Then I've got to get.
He's just a scientist.
I ain't got mine yet either.
He's just a scientist.
But I guess we can wait till fall.
He's just a scientist.
That's so. He's just a scientist. He's just a scientist.
Three times the shock, three times the fright, three times the chills in the three spine tinglers that are coming your way now. You'll meet creatures who rise from the crypt in blood of ghastly horror. See the devil's exorcist in Naked Evil and watch inhuman ape creatures carry off pretty young women in Gorilla Gang. Over 4 hours of fright, are you really ready for it? Don't miss the big triple terror show. All color, rated R for adults.
I'm going to go out dancing every night, and I'm gonna see all the city lights, and I'm gonna do everything that I've been told, but I've got to hurry up before I grow too old, and I'm gonna take a trip around the world. And I'm gonna kiss all the pretty girls, and I'm gonna do everything with silver and gold, but I've got to hurry up before I grow too old, because I'm gonna do a lot of things I know was wrong, and I hope that I'm forgiven before I'm gone, and it will take a lot of prayers to save my soul, but I've got to hurry up before I grow too old. Before I'm gone, and it will take a lot of prayers to save my soul, but I've got to hurry up before I grow too old.
Do, do. okey doke doke doke. When I take my girl down, down for a show, I always say and I always know that she's a swinging little chickie from a swinging little town. And when she comes to this town, she is all around. Never ask another girl.
Thank you.
It ain't nothing but a concrete jungle with people packed like sardines, where everybody's trying to live beyond their means, where all the natives hurry and scurry to and fro, and like fleas on a puppy dog, they got no place to go. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah was tamed to what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since the day that I arrived, 'cause brother, I've been busy trying to survive. Nobody knows you've been here till you're 6 feet underground. Then you become a statistic if they remember to write you down. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah has tamed what I've found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town.
Where the music is news.
Jeans on.
everybody, both young and old. Don't be bad if you won't save your soul. That's why I say crimes don't pay. If you're not like me, you too will change your way. Once upon a time, I had it on my mind. I wouldn't stop stealing and I couldn't stop lying. That's why I say crime don't pay. If you're not like me, you too will change your way.
That proves it. Any place that has people has women. Vicious, rotten, scheming, conniving. Every place in the world. Only in the wilderness alone can man truly be free of their evil ways. This is the picture that shows them as they really are. Stripped bare of all pretenses. And everything else, too. I don't say men are angels, especially when there's a woman concerned. It's the so-called fair sex that leads them on and into every sort of perversion imaginable. And this picture proves it. There's nothing too foul for a pretty girl to get mixed up in, whether it's down in hippie land or up in an old roué's flat. She's got him by the short hairs. But he usually doesn't even know it. He may think he's just being appreciative or mildly shocked. But once a girl gets her claws into him, there's nothing she can't make a man do. May start out perfectly innocently like this. Maybe she just wants him to come up to her apartment to pose for a painting. But it can end up pretty wild. Yes, sir. All women are bad. Their passions, their lusts, their evil bodies turn the strongest man into jelly. And if you're not so strong, watch out. They only love themselves and sometimes each other. But as for men, that's only at their own convenience. Here's your chance to see all the bad women in one film. Girls who have no morals and no scruples. Girls who don't care what they do. Or who they do it with, as long as they do it. Girls who hate men and love each other. Gossips and flirts. Teasers and sadists. Prostitutes and girls who want to be in show business. And they don't care how much they have to show. wicked, lustful, sensuous girls blossoming into ripe womanhood. All women are bad. I ought to know. I'm a man.
Hey, pal. Looking for a good time? Want to know where the action is? Look no further than the Rock and Soul Ichabod and Wig Out with Glennis and Richard.
Listening to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Ichiban. Those were the Hairy Ones, a UK studio group who put out a couple of singles and an EP on Barclay Records in France in 1966, including that great version of the Rolling Stones' Get Off My Cloud. I'm Glynis. I'm here with Richard. And it's Singles Going Steady Week here on WFMU, which means that we're playing nothing but 45 RPM blastables here on the Wig Out this week. Starting off the next set, we've got the Nighttimes, one of our favorite new groups from LA, with their new single on Outro Records. This is I Don't Mind.
We'll be right back.
so